This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link tough. How much I stress a her and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a spag a thing now. Bitch throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
The Tuesday, June 27th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And you know it's Tuesday. So you know we got the Freeport Report coming your way. All right. So that'll be coming up right out of the break. But we got lots to talk about, especially out of Grand Bahama. All right. Every Tuesday, you know, you got the supplement from the Grand Bahama News. So you definitely want to check that out. And lots of news out of Freeport. Government asked Grand Bahama Port Authority to pay money owed. $17 million budgeted for Grand Lucan operations in upcoming fiscal year. I tell you, we got lots to talk about. Crazy Thompson, out of Grand Bahama, FNM MP, new jobless rate, a smokescreen. Boy, Freeport putting all kind of licks everywhere. I thought they just come over the weekend of the baseball tournament to put licks on people, but my God, they put licks everywhere. Oh, and we got to talk about this. I can't wait till I talk to Sarah. Afro-Caribbean marketplace coming to Grand Bahama. Boy, we got to talk about that. So, we need to let you talk about that too, because you know I got to open up the lines. All right, here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll-free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right. I don't know who this first text was at 401 regarding Oban, but I guess, all right, we'll talk about that. Yes, sir. We can talk about that all in front of the radio station and one by Shell, too. We can get to them potholes in a little bit. I promise. Anyway. Let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. Let's get the first one out of the way, because on the flip side of the break, we're going straight to Grand Bahama. Freeport Report coming at you live. We got Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News. Darren Cooper may be chiming in. So buckle up. We're going to Freeport right after the break.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
The noise in the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
the Tuesday, June 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Let's go to Freeport. We got Sarah Kirkby joining us and Darren Cooper, correct? Awesome sauce, my Grand Bahamian crew. What's going on? What's up, Sarah? What's up, Darren? What's going on with you guys?
I was a bit worried there. We lost you for a bit.
Now we be back on and popping. It's all good. But listen,
they must have heard you chatting and they cut you off.
No. We had to handle something off air. We had to make sure something was taken care of, which we did. However, Sarah, you know how we do this.
Yes,
I want you to tell me the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, me and Darren were focusing on the bad and the ugly because Darren, I know about you, but I've been hot from last Tuesday, but it's Afro-Caribbean marketplace. But anyway, that's just me. And by that snicker, I think I had the same snicker last week. So yeah, we can talk to Sarah and then me and you can chop it up. So Sarah, what's good going on in Grand Bahama, man? Let me know.
Well, we have the minister talking about the marketplace, and we are going to be doing a follow-up interview with her because we're understanding that it might be in the International Bazaar. So we're waiting to confirm all of that. And I do have to say that we do have a bit of a correction. There is a line there that says, Minister says everyone who wants a business or job will have one. Actually, I think she was referring to the growth of Grand Bahama in her statement and the address to on the budget debate. So that's more of what she was thinking of in line with that and things in Grand Bahama prospering. So I'm going to let you two attack that one.
Yeah, man.
I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
We'll wait for that one. Don't worry about that. But one thing I did notice that was pretty cool was the direct flight from Italy.
Yeah, hey, and the prices are supposed to be good. I am hearing it's somewhere around $500 to $600. So this might be something fantastic for us. We have to fly constantly to Nassau
Lord.
To get flights. To get out of here.
Like I know when my wife MJ hear about this, she was like, we need to fly to Freeport and we need to fly to Italy.
To Freeport to get to Italy.
Like $500 to $600 to Italy. I don't have a problem with that.
No, I think it's fantastic. So, and I have a friend who went on the flight. Actually, it's David Miller Sr. who writes for us. He got the flight back and said it was fantastic. Great service. And it was wonderful to just come direct and touch down. So this is really great. It's great for Club Fortuna. Or Viva Fortuna, and I actually was walking on the beach, and I've seen all these Italians, they walk on the beach, they're out there having a good time, loving the weather. And
listen, I gotta say this young man's name, because we are kindred spirits with the long, messed up last name club. We got the general manager of the Grand Bahama Tourism office, my longtime homeboy from way back, Nuvolari Chaudhasing. Former
Thank
broadcaster
you
doing his thing, man.
Right.
Yeah, man, doing his thing, man. Big up to Nuri, man.
That's good. And he just changed titles. So it's really congratulations. We're doing a story on the fact that he's just been made the GM here because he's been waiting for a while and had so many different titles. So congratulations to him.
Yeah, good stuff, though. It's good
Before
to see-
I go to the news, I also have to note, if you pick up the paper today, I am so excited. We have a lot of ads in the paper today. So I'm excited as someone who, you know, helps with the advertising. But I love the Coca-Cola 50th celebration.
And I love that too, boy. Coke and a smile, boy. What? That's one of my, you know, it's part of my daily routine.
I'm from Western Bakery with that, and then I'm happy and good to go.
There you go, man. Once I get Coke with breakfast, I'm good, man. Whatever it is. Right. Tuna and grits, Dunkin', I don't mind. I got me a little Coke soda. I can't run from that.
There you go. Well, we had so much news this week, we actually lost a story. So next week, we will have KB's story in with a new album. So I shout out to him, and we'll have that story in for our July 4th issue. But we do have the story about the new Rising documentary that was done by Alfred Anderson, University of the Bahamas. If you go to their website, you can find out more about seeing this. It's a history of the school and how it's done, but it does tell in very hard detail about how they dealt with the hurricane, because they were out there and had, you know, 20-foot surges out there by the school after they built it. So it's a big story about that. And then we had some really, we've got the police roundup, which is interesting. It also sadly highlights the shark attack that happened here a couple weeks ago. And we have heard that the lady has lost her leg to mid-calf, which is really sad. But there's a lot more to this story. And that has to do with the dive site that's been there for years, but that people have been chumming those waters, which is changing the whole attitude of the sharks that are there. Going from a feeding experience to something else. So this is a big story that we'll be following up on. And it's very concerning for those who are in the dive business as well, because the shark feeding actually started here in Grand Bahama at Unexo years ago. So this is something we're following a lot. So we've got that story. We also had the Prime Minister on island for the 50th celebrations. He had a ball on the Friday night with that was an invited guest event. And then the next day he was up early serving breakfast all over the island during the day of everyone was donating their time and working all over for that. So he was there. I think he also had an event on Friday with the Carnival Cruise Lines. They also did a breakfast for former parliamentarians, which is nice. And then something more closer to your heart, my friend, is Michael Strawn.
Yes, man.
Was here.
We talked about that over the weekend. They did something down there, obviously did something up here as well.
I heard.
I just, great to see Mike coming back every year, giving back to the kids.
It is, it's great. And I heard he was really cool. He brought some other players with him. They did signatures and they met all the kids. And it was really supposed to be a great fun camp. And so that's, I mean, it's great when you see people come back and do that. So I thought that was a really great, a great story. So we wanted to slide that in and include it.
And Mike's a great striker. I think he's going to do well for the Colts this year. He's improved every year that he's been with them, you know. And injuries kind of knocked him down a little bit last year, but he's back bigger, better, and stronger. And I think with the way things are shaping up in Indianapolis, he could be a big factor in the offense this year.
Well, that's fantastic. He's obviously a talented kid for the college and where he played at before, and he also did track. So, and this is a kid that grew up here. I also heard he was very involved with the sailing club and did a lot of things before his family sent him off to school. So it's just fantastic. And like you said, so great to see Sons of the Soil come back and help and promote. So that was great. So that's my positive news. And I know you've got a lot to talk about, including the Port Authority and the Prime Minister, who made a big statement about that yesterday. And the Port Authority has issued a statement as well today about that.
So I guess it's time to tag Darren in, eh?
It is. I believe it is.
There you go. Well, thanks so much, Sarah, as always. And I know you'll be hanging around.
Chime in
as you feel free. And I know if you do have to go, because I know you got some you're busy. If you need to depart, that's cool, too.
I will. I'm probably going to do a runner today. And
all right.
Be gentlemen to it without me, because I've got to get to an event. But thank you so much.
No problem.
And thanks for all the support. And thank you to our advertisers. Next week's issue is our Independence one. And it's a really good one. I'm very proud of everybody who supported us. So please make sure you buy it.
All right. We'll make sure to keep putting that out there as well, man. Each and every Tuesday, man. It's good stuff. All right? And keep
Thank
up the good
you.
Work down there in
okay.
Grand Bahama, Sarah, with the Grand Bahama News.
Thank you. Go get them, Darren.
All right, Darren. My brother, what's going on? All good with you and yours?
Yeah, man. Hey, Naughty. It's good to be here. It's good to be on the show.
I'm glad you're here. And listen, before we get into it, I got a couple questions for you. Naughty, could you ask Grand Bahama, either one, Sarah or Darren, if electricity turn off 5 times in 3 hours? Does that happen in Grand Bahama? If not, I'm jealous.
Naughty, I must say that GBPC maintain and provide Grand Bahama with good power supply. We don't have power outage. I think we might have a power outage probably twice a month, if that much. And when it's out, it's not out very long. Even during all of that bad weather, lightning and thunderstorm, rain and so forth, GBPC has maintained our power supply. I do not recall any of those bad weathers. We've had power outage, maybe in some areas, but I think once those weather subside, they're able to get out there and to restore power in a timely and respectful fashion. We're not in days and hours upon hours of waiting for power to be restored.
You're not like BPL saying that they're at a critical juncture in regards to power generation.
No, we're not. I think the only problem Grand Bahama have with GBPC is really right now our fuel surcharge. But I think once we can get our island back to a sense of normalcy and persons back on the island and businesses back open, I think we'll see a significant reduction in our power bills. But right now we have a short, you know, there's a system that's designed for 250,000 persons, but really only carrying 20,000. So the 20,000 is carrying the 250,000 system. And that's why we're really, you know, especially during the summer months, really experiencing these high power bills. But I must kudos to GBPC for the maintenance and the maintaining of keeping power supply and power to the residents of Grand Bahama. And if there is a power outage, they oftentimes in advance will send notice to say, hey, at this particular time, there'll be a disruption for this period of time due to maintenance and so forth.
But, okay. So, Texter, you could be jealous. That's all I have to say. They got us beat with that, too. All right, here we go, Darren. Government asked Grand Bahama Port Authority to pay money owed. Where is this going? What kind of move is this, in your opinion, from somebody who lives, works, and eats, breathes, and everything else in Grand Bahama? Is this the right move by this administration at this juncture?
Naughty, let me say this to you. First of all, I'm not the fan of the Grand Bahama Port Authority in the way that they do things.
I've seen some of your videos.
I've said to them, listen, you know, this dictated mentality is really the cause why they get the licks that they get. I'm very disappointed, Naughty, again, that our prime minister sees the need to have this level of discussion as relates to an investor, as relates to someone that is in possession of an agreement, to have this level of dialogue in a public domain and refuse to meet with these persons, to sit around the round table and to iron out their differences. One of the things that Grand Bahama do not want and cannot afford to happen is for government to make serious actions against the port and the port retaliate in being able now to say to the port, no, that's not the way it goes. So we now have government port, God forbid, in a fight. And the only people that suffer is those of us who left on the island. And so I continue to encourage the government to get to the table because the port wants to sit. It's the government of the Bahamas. And I'm telling you factually that it is the government of the Bahamas who refused to get to the table and have a discussion. Don't mind the Minister for Grand Bahama saying that they want to meet and oh, they're dialoguing. They're not. They're not. The only dialogue they're having is the one in their head. But the government needs to get to the round table to have a discussion so that Grand Bahama can move forward. And I want to put this on the record, Naughty. Let me put this on the record. The investors that are sitting in Grand Bahama hoping to start something is not waiting on the Grand Bahama Port Authority. They're waiting on the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to provide the certain documents and the certain approvals that's necessary, not the port. The government is what is really stagnating the growth of Grand Bahama, and I'm saying it because I sit in places that they may not be aware that I know factual things that they are holding up projects that could be taken off and doing better for this island. And so there are many investors, you know, even though I don't agree much with the president, there are many investors, there are many projects that are in the pipeline, and the only way they can get on the pipeline if government can give the stamp of approval to move forward.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines real quick, Darren, and then I got more questions for you regarding Grand Bahama, but I know we got a call. Let me see if they got a question for you. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I go game, Naughty.
What's going on, Tiger? What you got for me today, bro?
Why you got me? Because you know the voice, eh?
Yeah, man. I know the voice. What's going on?
I didn't know, but all of you know what's going on. I see you on Biden's Island. And by the plaza, you know, promote no business, but no service, no.
Man,
Now you don't.
I don't park that side no more, so that's why you don't see me footing through. Yeah. But I could park on that side one of these nights just to come through to hail you.
Yeah, but hey, get down. This time, we gonna link up. But watch this.
What you got the for
woman,
me today?
The woman who you just had on from Freeport, right?
All right.
She was talking about the sharks and stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
But the reality is, the BNT, they making the shark thing like protected now, like our Atlantis have the sharks, them train. I'm trying to wonder how the Bahamas National Trust could train all the sharks in the ocean. You know, like they don't bite people. So when we promote the Bahamas, like with the sharks don't bite, that, I tell the tourists that, you know.
No, no, listen, listen, listen. How many brown bottles you got today? We could train the sharks not to bite the tourists. That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah, Atlanteans do it.
Listen, that's in captivity.
What
right?
I mean,
that's
you guys in, college for that age.
No, no, that's in captivity. Out there in the ocean, that's Mother
right.
Nature's playground. The sharks got a home field advantage in them waters out there. They do what they're
yeah.
supposed to do in
I
them waters.
If we train a school of shark, they can train the rest. Another school will train the rest. And then, you know, it'd be a connection.
Why don't we train dolphins to police the sharks?
Dolphins are trained.
Why don't we train the dolphins to police the sharks? I think we'd be better off there.
Oh, but the dolphins, well, look like the sharks, them overdoing it according to what the woman say. They got the woman, then the people get biting with sharks. We don't need that type of, you know what I mean, advertisement. We don't need that type of stuff.
No, we got to make sure that we look and be more responsible where we chum and we do shark feeding. And we need to see which operations are doing it and be hold them accountable and be more responsible.
Yeah.
Because that's a part of the problem right there.
But you sound like a member of the parliament.
No, son.
No, you don't know what's this one, but real, though. We have to be up front. Now, we have to be real. The Port Authority, from I was a little child, as I know, I've been to Burger King, you know, and then across the road. Me and Pastor Dave and Miss Angie Barrows, we stayed at the Lucaya Hotel, right? That's what I'm saying. Freeport is a beautiful place. And guess what? We have to give the Port Authority their credit, man. We don't want the government to fight down the Port Authority by... Hold on. Okay, I can stop.
No, why? Listen. I get where you're kind of going with this, Tiger. Hit me up again, man. I got Freeport
no,
now.
Be real, though.
And we can be real. We got Don Cooper. You can't get him more real than Freeport than Don Cooper.
Hold on. Hey, King Naughty. Hey, King Naughty.
What you got?
The Port Authority set a standard for the Bahamas, boy. But Pelham didn't catch it. They set a standard. Clean. Beautiful. Like Miami, boy. Hey?
I got you.
Yeah. So we got to give them their credit and let them ride. Let them catch themselves. No. But I can treat you. You need to come on Cabbage Beach.
Yeah, man. We can talk. I appreciate you, man. And like I say, I always appreciate your calls, man. Good stuff. Let's get to the phone lines. Darren, I'm coming right back to you. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio. You got a question for Freeport?
Yeah, I got a question for Freeport.
All right, Graham Weatherford. Darren Cooper, you got Graham Weatherford. He got a question for you. What you got, Graham?
I hope you're listening good. 50 years of internal self-governance. 25 left, 25 right. And I will not speak to this administration because it's only in its infancy. I'm speaking to the past, right up until the last election. 50 years. How'd I Rand Memorial looking for you now? Now, if I say I care about you, I would have cut a better deal with the port. See, I need to take a trip over there to talk to Mr. Hayward or whoever. And tell them, now listen, 50% for you, 50% for our people. Freeport was a great deal. We negotiated for jobs, and there was some good jobs. But we didn't negotiate for ownership for our people. So 50 years, Naughty, I can get to you in a minute. But for Freeport, 50 years of both parties, and you know, ain't got no hospital. So I don't care about you, because when I get sick, I fly Miami as a politician. What you know do? I dare you to keep voting. Now back to you, Naughty. Don't go on that beach. That's not our thing. And that, secondly, how come Spanish Wells light don't never be off all the time like all y'all at the island?
Man, because they solar like you. They solarize. You solarize them all. You convince them.
Oh, Lord, let me hold my...
That's a handful of people that listen to you.
I can jump out my truck, do two cycle, and get back in. You want to hold on? Listen, Naughty. Solar, you're not at a critical mass. Hawaii gets almost all of its electricity during the day from solar panels.
Let me break this down to you, Graham. You're good at math, all right?
Yes.
Retailers gas retailers, petroleum retailers, are begging for a 30-cent increase to turn a minor profit. You and I at the pump. Hold on. You and I at the pump. Well, not you, but those of us who are still at the pump.
Yes.
562 at Rubis, 575 at Esso, 585 at Shell. Now,
it's almost $6, yeah.
Remember we had a certain individual with a certain oil company that came out recently and said they made $48 million in profit?
Good for them.
That's why we ain't going Solargram. Connect the dots, follow the money. It's bad for business.
But think about it, Naughty. Let me tell you how smart we is. Your iron is be hot, right? You know the iron for your clothes to press?
Uh-huh.
Well, what if you could take that hot sun and put it in your iron for free? Yeah. What if you could take that hot sun and put it in your water heater tank and get that hot water for free? Leslie Miller, the chairman of BPL, which you ain't been and I ain't been, said one-third of our energy is to heat water. Now, we got to be rich to take diesel, put it in a generator, make electricity to heat the water when the sun could do it for free. But what about the pollution side? Because you're running your motorboat. You don't want pollute carbon-friendly, net zero.
Ah, you got it.
Pollutant. See, watch this, buddy. We spend $400 million a year on fuel to run generators, some of which, one-third, to heat water. Stick with me now. This is easy math. At least $100 million a year you spend on diesel to heat water. Now, what could I do with $100 million a year in providing jobs for young people at BTVI to be trained to install hot water heaters, solar ones, on every home? See the jobs and career? And then once that's done, we save $100 million a year. I could put that into
Graham,
doubling the police salary.
Graham, you know the sad thing about your presentation, Matt, with solar all these years?
Yeah.
It makes sense. You ever think that's why they don't want to touch it? Because it actually makes sense?
What could I use? Could I say Muttersec on radio? Yeah, right.
Anyway, call me later, Graham. Anyway, back to Grand Bahama. Darren, couple of things, man. Listen, you want to chime in on what any of them said regarding Grand Bahama, feel free. But you know me and you got to talk about this market.
Well, Naughty, I think Graham made an interesting comment as it relates to 50 years, and Grand Bahama do not see the age 50. We're not nowhere near that. Yes, Grand Bahama has had many setbacks in natural disasters, but we've seen government put energy, effort, and so much attention in other areas when that we believe that it could have been given to certain areas. And while many or the government may seek to put full blame of Grand Bahama on the Port Authority, I cannot allow the government of the Bahamas to get away with such comment. Government carries a responsibility, and until they own up and stop passing the buck for this island, the people will continue to recycle and get rid of them because they believe that we are stupid. But I want them to know that we are a little more sensible than they think that we are.
All right. Let's talk about this market now. This seems to be the big talking point for the Minister of Grand Bahama. I haven't heard that say much in a while, boy, but got lots to say about the Afri-Caribbean marketplace coming to Grand Bahama. Now, my question before all this started is, are they putting Bahamian marketplaces throughout Africa and the Caribbean to promote us, to maybe promoting them? And I get the transshipment value of it, but the marketplace value, I don't see why we're promoting elsewhere when we should be promoting our own.
Well, Naughty, you know, I can tell you, I doubt we are putting Bahamian marketplace or Bahamian stores in Africa to promote the Bahamas. So that there is a no-no. Secondly, as relates to this particular marketplace, you know, we always ask for the what they call the details, because that's where the devil is,
uh-huh.
The details. What is the benefit for Grand Bahama in this marketplace? Oh, we just get a marketplace, and what's going to happen? We're going to bring, what, Africans to Grand Bahama? You think they're going to travel to come to Grand Bahama, to Grand Bahama, okay? And so what is the real details behind it? I don't follow much of what the Minister for Grand Bahama says. What I would encourage her to do is try and get involved in her constituents so she could be reelected. You know, I think she's all over the place trying to figure out what's going on. But she needs to get into that constituency because, you know, you're worrying about the African market. You might not be around to cut the ribbon for it.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And then, again, same thing what I said. I mean, why is there no promotion, you know, visible that they're promoting the Bahamas the same way we're promoting them?
What are we going to benefit from this market?
Because if we're promoting...
Because if this is going to be an African market, you think they can get Bahamians to sell Africa?
Well, obviously, I mean...
I mean, that job, that work permits, rich means can be in the agreement to bring them here. We got to give them work permits.
Correct.
What are we benefiting?
And hopefully...
We can't sell our own product right here in Grand Bahama. Now you want to sell it someday.
And they're operating on a hope and like on a wing and a prayer. Because of the United States, the market is expected to provide strategic opportunities for value-added manufacturing, transshipment, distribution, and logistics. But you got to etch those. You got to sign those deals. You got to have those deals cut. You can't just go setting up something hoping they can happen. They need to be in hand.
I believe it. Yeah, I've seen the document signing, and I mean, hey, I've seen plenty of things signed, and it's never take shape. I don't know. But
hey, listen, if it hits over there in Africa, and we get you know those Eddie Murphy type coming to America, royal families coming to make Freeport their you know island in the sun. I don't have a problem with that once they come and spend and they stay for a couple of weeks because you're coming from Africa, so you need to come for at least 2 weeks. And rent out the whole hotel floor, you know, and so on and so forth. Or maybe potentially buy the Grand Lucayan. Maybe that might happen. Maybe they might come there and buy the Grand Lucayan and make it like an African resort.
It goes back to the same thing. So if this African market is coming to Grand Bahama, okay, for whatever reason, you still have to have a proper dialogue with your city manager. You think they're going to put this African marketplace in a governed area? No, they're going to bring it in the same port area and the same market, which would be very interesting to see how quick approvals are actually granted for this investment. Because port gives approval in 10 days, but government give it to you in 3 to 4 years. So wow. That's really interesting. And I mean, I got to see it to believe it. I really don't have much comments on it other than I got to see it. The signing doesn't move me. You know, the shovel in the ground doesn't move me. Those things doesn't move me until I see it.
Naughty, tell Darren in Freeport, beware. You let too many of them Africans come there, they can take over your used car, tires, lights, and parts, etc. You'll be in trouble otherwise. They'll take it right over.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They come for one thing and end up in something else.
Used tire magnets.
Mm.
So yeah, you gotta look at all of that. I mean, but what are they promoting? I mean, I gotta keep an eye on that Darren. I mean, honestly, because it really don't make no sense to me.
You're correct.
I mean, I don't see what Grand Bahama or the Bahamas is gaining from this overall, where it's such a worthwhile venture.
It's as if our government just so interested in announcing things that's happening that doesn't even make sense. You understand? That doesn't even have proper details to provide. Oh, a marketplace is coming, an African market. What's the details behind it? What's the end game? What's the benefit for Bahamians? How are we going to benefit from this thing? How?
I thought it was me, because when I mentioned it in certain circles, like some people get it and other people are like, no, it's a great idea. I was like, you got to take off your yellow-colored spectacles, because there's not a good deal. This is not a great deal here. This is not a great deal.
No. It has to be much clearer, and it got to make a little more sense. It doesn't add up right now, and I hope that the minister would take some time out and really, really find the need to explain some things. You know, I mean, not that there's so much stuff going on, and I would like to even hit this wild scene that I'm connected with the Nassau audience. You know, there was I've had so many calls. I've been inundated with phone calls about this Prime Minister ball that they had here in Grand Bahama.
All right, well, Darren, why don't we do this? Why don't we get to the news, and on the flip side of the news, we'll pick up the ball, and then we got to talk about the $17 million budgeted for the Grand Lucayan. So we still got a couple more things to talk about. If you're good, I'm good.
All right, sir. No problem.
All right, no, because the news is coming up, and I don't want you to get into this, and then we got to split it up. I'd rather you take it fresh right out of the news. We deal with the ball, because, yes, I know the PM is there for the ball, not a photo op. You know how a photo op Phil go? He could be there.
Yeah.
All right? But anyway, we'll pick that up, and we'll talk about the $17 million budgeted for Grand Lucan. And we got a couple of calls. Callers, just hang tight. We'll get to you right after the news. The Tuesday, June 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Girl, why are you so sweaty?
Darla, getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Bahamas Games? What that is?
The game started in 1989 under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Boleg.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to www.thebahamasgames.org
or call 322-1029.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Boy, I tell you, boy, text the boy. Hey, we're back at you. We're going to wrap things up in Freeport with Darren Cooper. I got a couple of texts to get into before we get right back to Grand Bahama. But, Naughty, can you please ask the guests, how is the real estate in Grand Bahama? Are the prices high or are they reasonable? I'm just trying to figure out something. I want to see if they have us beat in that area. They've had cable first. Now their electricity doesn't turn off on a load shed like ours. I'm truly jealous. So how do real estate prices, Darren?
Well, Naughty, I can tell you what you're paying $100,000 for. We pay but $40,000 and get way more land, guaranteed, you know.
So there's hope Grand I can still get peace on the canal.
You don't want to buy Nassau Canal property. You can buy Freeport Canal property. It's very affordable.
That's what I'm talking about, Freeport Canal. I'm talking about the same Freeport Canal.
Absolutely. Very affordable and very reasonable. Great infrastructure. You should come on down and buy a piece of lot. And so you'll be able to go back to Nassau and tell them you need to move over to Nassau and come to Freeport.
Don't worry, next time I come down to see the in-laws, I can call you, all right? And we can ride around. I can show you where I'm going to put the comedy club. I can show you a couple of things.
You know, Joker's Wild, Studio 69, one of them up for sale, and you would tell me a lie to the cost, the listed cost for that property on the
Don't dock it. We can dock off here. Don't dock it.
Okay.
Freeport been calling me a little while. My wife from Freeport saying, no, I ain't got no problem with Freeport.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Real quick, Naughty. Telegram, he needs to calm down. All right. Spanish Wells has a private, locally owned power supply. Nothing to do with solar. And tell him stop telling people he built a hotel in Spanish Wells. It don't have 20 rooms. It's total BS. All right. There you go. I guess, Graham, you're wrong about certain texts are wrong. I don't know. You can refute it if you want. Now, back to Grand Bahama. What's up with the ball there, Darren? I mean, what did the PM have to say? What did he pontificate with at the ball in Grand Bahama?
I've had plenty of persons reach out to me inquiring about the ball, the criteria, what was the criteria to be invited to this ball. Persons who received invite 2 days before the actual ball. Some received invite and was just admit one, a husband, and being invited but got to leave his spouse home, or, you know, and it was all these type of stuff, you know. And it just brought me back. I had an elderly gentleman who is a known PLP supporter, gave me a story of something similar that wanted to happen under a Selinden Pinland. And he shared the story that Selinden asked a few questions, and the fact that they couldn't give him the answer that he looked for. He said, no, we're not going to do a ball because you won't be able to bring my people, which is the grassroots people, you know. And so those are concerns that people have. This whole road to 50, there are quite a bit of things that concerns many residents. We're really not telling the true story of the road to 50, where we came from and where we are now. It's just a bunch of parties, avenues to have parties, but not really telling, because we never heard back in the day becoming an independent nation, but no tea party and those other kind of things. We see concert in Rawson Square. We never heard about those things. We're not telling our younger generation about the Union Jack coming down and the Bahamian flag going up. We're not telling the story of the Sir Milo Butlers and the Sir Lyndon Pinland, the road to get to where we are. And I think this 50th is really being played down and watered down just with a bunch of party. Yes, Junkun is our Bahamian culture. Yes, rake and scrape and soca is our thing, but it's not the story of where we came from to where we are now.
And like I said, I continue to look at it, and there's a lot of moving parts down there in Grand Bahama. And I hear, you talked about the ball. I heard about it all the way up here, and there were some disgruntled PLPs that did not get invited.
Yeah.
So it's a head scratcher. But here's another head scratcher. Naughty, can you ask Mr. Cooper, how are the sales going on with the hotel, and how is the airport looking currently, at present?
There's nothing happening. Nothing happening with the sale of the hotel. We have not heard anything as relates to the sale of the hotel.
Well, $17 million budgeted for Grand Lucayan operations, so obviously no sale on horizon if you're budgeting $17 million.
Okay, and on top of that, we've been hearing about the demolition of this international airport terminal, which was for May. We're supposed to see the removal of this building, and we're now going into another month. So we're 2 months still waiting. But the Prime Minister brought the cabinet here and made plenty of announcements.
You still there, Darren, or did we lose you?
No details to really what is the plan. So, I mean, yeah, the money's budgeted, but we ain't know much. We don't know much.
There's another one. I thought the New Day government said things got better in Grand Bahama since they took office. When something happens in Grand Bahama, the New Day government claims it. Now the blame of lost GDP goes to the port. So there again, you know, and the Prime Minister stated in Grand Bahama lost 9% of its GDP last year. Opposition is clear. The Port Authority under its present structure is not realizing Freeport's enormous potential. The status quo is not working, and the people of Grand Bahama deserve better. But what is better, Mr. Prime Minister? I've heard you offer no solution.
Yeah.
A lot of smoke and mirrors, man.
That's what we continue. You know, just a bunch of talk. And I just think Grand Bahamians are tired of the talk. And, you know, all this talking make it appear as if we stupid. You know, we don't have no sense. We just want to hear announcements. No, we want to see some things.
Naughty.
We want to feel some things.
I live in Grand Bahama. Naughty, what airport? question mark. Oh, boy. If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
They turned the domestic terminal that was renovated. They said a $3 million renovation for that terminal for Sunwing, which Sunwing only get to use for about 2 months. They turned that in now back to the domestic terminal. I mean, kudos for that because, you know, where they were, it was really a tight place. To have that terminal back up and open is good news for Grand Bahama and encouraging news. I think they should take that another $3 million and put into the old international airport and get that back up and open until they can really get their head wrapped around really what they want to do. One of the members of the board of the Airport Authority board here in Grand Bahama told me that my motor is going to drop when the plan is unveiled for the airport. I tell him, no, my motor ain't going to drop. My motor ain't going to drop for the plan.
Your motor drop when the airport built according to plan.
And I can open it and I can sing your praises if you could deliver. Because all you're doing right now is talking, plenty smoking and all this promises
and
going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Darren. Well, I appreciate your time and always being so candid. I will look to talk to you again next week. Hopefully we'll have some better news we could talk about. But still look like a lot of talks going on concerning the Grand Lucayan, the airport. Let me just ask you this. We asked Roscoe Thompson, who's on the ground in Abaco yesterday. And I texted him the same question. What he asked the same question he asked Roscoe yesterday, and I will today to Darren. If the bell was rung right now, how many seats does this administration retain in Grand Bahama? If the bell rings right now,
boy, Naughty, I think they'll go with one because that's a strong PLBC. I think they'll go with one.
So 4-1.
Naughty, I think they'll go with one. If the bell ring right now, the minister for Grand Bahama gone. Tell them I say so.
You ain't the only one. I've been hearing that echoing.
And if they send Obi back in West, he gone.
Now, the last question, I really think this text is being facetious. Unemployment is down. How is that benefiting Grand Bahama?
Unemployment probably down in the other parts of the Bahamas. But in Grand Bahama, the government even ain't paying their small home repair people who they trying to get to city employment. They got the cleaner people getting paid, but staying home and still getting the government money. So unemployment, I don't see it up because we're not feeling it on the island. You know, we're not feeling it. People are still doing without, still don't have, still looking for help and hope, and still looking for opportunity. So I think that unemployment being down is not in Grand Bahama. I guess the minister will say something different, but she got to prove it.
All right, Darren. Well, I appreciate you, man, and we will be chiming in with you again next week, man. All right. So, with that being said, be safe, take care, and hopefully we'll have something better to talk about next week. Did we lose Darren there? All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll chime in. Pearlie will be chiming in with us because you know Pearlie got lots to talk about sports wise. You know, Pearlie likes to talk sports. I know it's Pearlie so hard up for you know. Pearlie got the mic for a couple of days this week and next week, you know. I have some comedy engagements. I got to make some cheddar. I might have to take 242 to the world. I might have an audition somewhere. Who knows? So Pearlie need to hang tight. Get the fryer loaded. Get the cooler ready. He got big things to do. So I know what he's rushing me for today. Dodgers must have won an afternoon game or something. We'll find out on the flip side of the break. It's the Tuesday, June 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
As the Tuesday, June 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:22 p.m. is the time. We got Pearly lined up with us. We got Pearly in yet? All out and Pearly still ain't in? My God. Anyway, I can get in today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Pearly can chime in whenever he likes.
When you let me in, I can chime in. I have to sit, knock on the door, and let me open the door.
I know what you do, Mr. Producer. But I would even say the Dodgers on the down low because he's a Dolphin fan. So you need to talk to Mr. Producer. You find out who he like in baseball, you know.
He all right. He good with me. He's really good with me. That's my bread.
He might be a Houston Astro, you know.
Who's the producer today?
Ollie.
Ollie. Okay, Ollie good. That's my bread.
Ollie is your boy. All right. Ollie, yeah. You got 2 thumbs up from Purdy. You can eat out the fat fryer, air fryer any day.
Maybe if he's there Thursday, we will have something nice to eat.
He grinning. He say 2 thumbs up or not. All right. So let's get out today in sports history. I brought you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, you know, on this day in sports history, June 27th, 1876, Dave Force of the Philadelphia A's became the first National League player to get 6 hits in a 9-inning game. 1939, Cleveland Municipal Stadium hosted the first night game. The Indians beat the Tigers 5-0. 1972, Bobby Hull signed a 10-year hockey contract for $2,500. He became a player and a coach for the Winnipeg Jets of the World Hockey Association. Just imagine how much $2,500 was in 1972, Pearly.
That was plenty of money, buddy.
10 years for $2,500. Sorry. Boy, I got to get glasses. I thought that was a point. My bad. $250,000. Okay, that makes more sense. $250,000 for 10 years, $25,000 a year. That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
I got to go to the optometrist, but that comma looked like a full stop just now. 1986, Anne White wore only a body stocking at Wimbledon. You remember that, Pearly? I remember that. Yeah, boy. If she had some Serena booty to go with that, she'd have been ahead of her time.
But well, she was plenty. It was a lot of, you know. Anyway, don't let me on the radio. Some desert animal, you know, but we can't see it.
Oh, shut up. Oh, God. Pearly got the jokes today. Wow, 1986. Sorry, yeah, 1986, Robbie Thompson of the San Francisco Giants was caught stealing base 4 times in one game. Maybe he shouldn't try no more.
Probably not.
1988, in Atlantic City, Mike Tyson knocked out Michael Spinks in 91 seconds.
I saw that. Damn, that was funny.
1990, Jose Canseco signed a contract with the Oakland A's worth $4,700,000 per year. $4.7 million. Wow. That's a lot of money back then.
He should get him back with $4
million. Jose Canseco. 2004, the Boston Red Sox scored 10 runs before making an out against the Florida Marlins. The final score was 25-8.
Oh, my goodness.
Sports quote of the day, the game isn't over till it's over, Yogi Berra. Well,
Yogi really has some really good quotes. Yogi and a lot of these, you hear them in live and real.
All right.
LSU won another national title yesterday.
Yogi is a total idiot. Yeah, and nobody checked for LSU winning. Everybody saw in the seventh inning that dude trying to rap to the hot chick, and he was drunk, and she put the whole full stop hand up in his face. Did you see that?
That's what you take from the whole good game?
Well, I laughed my behind off on that, though. I ain't gonna lie. I laughed my behind off. Where he going?
I got to find a clip of that.
You could tell he was powered by Budweiser. I'll tell you how much. But seven big cups.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
If it was Bud Light, he'd have probably tried to hit on a date. I mean, never mind. Sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. Behave. But it really was a good game.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, LSU is a dominating program, buddy.
Yeah, they got two pitchers that probably go in the first round. They got one pitcher that definitely go in the top 10.
Yeah, text, I got the Miriam Emanuels today. I swear, I got the Miriam Emanuels today, for real.
Listen, leave Miriam alone. Yeah,
no, but there was somebody from the PIP who couldn't say numbers either recently. Who that was, too? Or was it my good friend, Madam Speaker of it?
When I look at this budget, I run into this Miriam. Anyway, let's move right along. Stop, Earl. Behave.
That's enough hors d'oeuvres. No more hors d'oeuvres out of you.
I'm behaving. Host the ops. I'm behaving.
Hi. Welcome to Casa Purdy. The hors d'oeuvres for tonight are...
It's up about light.
Boy, look here. But he's texting out.
Yeah, man, but
today.
It was a good game. LSU was all over Florida. Florida came out in the first inning, hit a two-run shot. Everybody's in orders to carry on because, you know, they beat them 24-4 the game before that.
And LSU wasn't having none of that.
And after that, LSU, they beat them like powder.
They beat the brakes off them.
They beat them worse than you beat the carpet.
I tell you. All right. This is what's bothering me right now as we get into Who's In and Who's Out, brought to you by Tropical Gyros. Listen, I told you Dante DiVincenzo was a good look for the Lakers. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Apparently now, out of nowhere, the Timberwolves want to pay him a ton of money. I don't think he wants to go there because obviously you know he's going to be on a loser because that's not a dominant squad.
They're a loser, but they're a playoff team.
But here's this, though. He looked good in a New York Knicks uniform. The Knicks are now a dark horse to get him. And now but watch this. Guess who he joins? Guess who he joins? His Villanova teammates, Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, who he both won a battle for the Atlantis with and an NCAA championship with. He's only 26. He averaged 9.4, 10 points a game, 43.5% shooting, 39.7, almost 40% from three-point range. 4.5 rebounds a game, 3.5 assists per game. All right? He's played for the Bucks, the Kings, and the Warriors across five NBA campaigns. I think he'd be a perfect fit in Los Angeles for the Lakers, New York with the Knicks with the Villanova reunion, and then if he just wants to get paid in Minnesota. So I don't think he's going to end up in LA anymore.
You can't say he'll just get paid because he'll make Minnesota a better team. Minnesota is a playoff team. Let's not run away from that.
No, they are at it again.
They are. They beat them in the playoffs last year in the play-in.
Well, on Friday, it's going to be NBA free agency, and the Lakers go in with Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura as the top candidates, and D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell.
If
they could get Bamba back at a cut rate, they'll bring him back. They want to work out something with Lonnie Walker, the fourth. They're prepared to let Beasley walk or be traded him. And of course, Dennis Schroeder is the wild card.
So Beasley is a $15 million contract. So I think Beasley is gone. I think Vanderbilt, who is only like $4 million, it'll be an easy sign. That's a no-brainer. I can't see them not bringing him back.
Correct.
They're prepared to offer Reeves whatever They said even if he's offered a max contract, they'll match it.
I think so.
So, I think the key is getting Hachimari Reeves back. I think if you let Beasley go, you got $15 million that you could spend somewhere else. And you could probably get another player like Beasley or something like that. Or sign him at that kind of money and trade him off.
And you got a lot of NBA free agents out there.
Yeah. So this could be interesting to see this weekend and moving forward. It's going to be a really interesting weekend in the NBA. So I'm going to sit back, chill, watch.
The Blazers may go full rebuild.
Well, they had a meeting with Damian Lillard yesterday, so the details of it didn't come out.
And
but
he said he wants out of there. Miami Heat,
well,
the top
team.
Want
to keep him. Miami is the team. If he goes to Miami, yeah.
So I don't know, but a lot of buzz around Dylan Brooks. The Rockets are favorite to land Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet on Friday.
At $18 million a year?
So Dylan Brooks may end up walking away from Memphis and still get paid.
Memphis not signing him.
Right.
They're not signing him. They don't want him.
So there you go.
They're going to let him go. They really don't need him right now.
And now when you poke
the bear, you cause problems.
They got a list of free agents to avoid. Top five list of free agents to avoid in the NBA free agency. You want to know
okay.
who they are, Pearly?
Who are they?
Number five, Draymond Green.
Toxic.
Number four, Kyle Kuzma.
I think since he left the Lakers, he's not seen his full potential.
They said a bye-bye situation because last year was only the second of Kuzma's career and first since 2018-19 with the Lakers, in which he managed a positive estimated plus-minus figure. For the vast majority
exactly.
of his career, Kuzma has been a net negative contributor.
Exactly.
And then you got the number three on the list, Austin Reeves, restricted free agent. Put up 13 points, okay. 3.4 assists, 3.0 rebounds per game last season.
Okay.
And he could potentially be overpaid, but the Lakers should be able to match what he gets. They don't see him going over $80 million.
I don't see that either.
Unless somebody wants to just be, you know, obscene and make the Lakers play and pay or match if they want to be disgusting. But I don't think people are going to go that route. They say number two, any Miami Heat free agent should be up there.
Okay. Yeah, because they're a bunch of undrafted free agents. A lot of them are, other than Jimmy.
But anyway.
I heard an interesting story today. I heard an interesting conversation today talking about Embiid and says Embiid.
And number one on the list to avoid was James Harden, by the way, speaking of Embiid.
I figured that much. But saying that Embiid is too nice a guy. He needs to step it up and sell the Sixers what he wants. If he wants Harden, he gets it.
Too nice.
Yeah, they say he's not. He didn't open his mouth when Jimmy Butler left.
Wow.
He's not opening his mouth now. He's not telling them anything.
That's the first time I'm hearing that he's too nice.
Too nice in terms like that, you know, like that. In terms of coming to the organization saying, hey, I want this, I want that, like LeBron would do, like Steph would do, like others have done. Well, he's the leader of that team. He should be able to go to the ownership and say, listen, I want Harden here or I don't want Harden here. You know, I need this, I need that. Do some things so I can become better. They said that in action, the conversation is saying, you can see the distraught in him walking off the court, realizing Harden ain't doing nothing to help them win. Harden giving them 12 points a game other than the 140-point game, giving them 12 points a game. And if he come back with that, you know, nothing for the Sixers. And eventually, the blame can drop on Embiid because Embiid needs to exert himself.
He does. He got to speak up. If he wants to be the man there, he needs to speak up. He needs more, you know. If you've got the nice guy image now, maybe you need to throw down in the locker room one time. Let them see you, you know, run hard one time. See you got some passion.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see where all of that pans out, Pearly. I think the NBA offseason is going to be very interesting. And I think nobody lies more than NBA general managers. You think NFL general managers be lying? NBA general managers lie the most. I don't want that player. We can't stand him. We wouldn't spend a dime on him. Soon as 12:01 on June 30th, so and so signed to a billion dollar contract with this team. But I thought you wasn't interested in him. You know, we had to posture before. We didn't want to tip our hand.
Exactly.
And then sometimes in NBA free agency, you get bus galore, like when Jimmy Buss was running the Lakers and he signed Mozgov and Luol Deng. Him and Mitch Kupchak. And that's when Mitch went from being a decent GM to absolute piece of garbage.
That's true, you know.
I don't think he worked ever since. I don't think he worked ever since.
Probably not, the way he messed up. Yeah, he was doing a good job working with some good people and decided he could be better. Okay, bye. See you later. Now what happens?
Not a problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got an interesting one on the way home for you today. Colin Cowherd, okay. big story out of San Francisco. We'll talk some NFL now, too, as we lead into the, you know, getting toward the last
question. Before we do that, I'm just excited that Jazz is back today.
Correct.
Back batting fourth for the Marlins in center field tonight. And they're playing Boston. So I tell people, check that out, man. I'm excited for Jazz. He's back. Jazz is back.
We need to watch baseball now.
Yep. I mean, I've been watching baseball.
But it gives us a little extra added incentive, another game to watch, another channel to check out.
Yep. Well, I have a wonderful app that I can watch every baseball game, every basketball game, every football game, every hockey game, every NCAA basketball, football, every game.
Show off. Now, before we get to the NFL, Burling, we still got some more NBA. Apparently, a statement came out of LA saying LeBron will not advocate for specific trades or free agent signings. Do you think he showed some maturation?
The last time you advocated, we got a crappy team.
Yep. So I think he learned the hard way there. I think people are telling him have several seats. Even Clutch Sports may tell him sit down on that.
Yep.
But let Pelinka do what he needs to do, man. To know that he'll stick to being LeBron instead of the GM is even better.
You know what? What I heard it isn't wasn't so much LeBron as it was Kirk Rambis and his wife.
What?
Kirk Rambis and his wife are Jeannie Buss's advisors. And a lot of the decisions made is what them two pushed to make happen, I'm really told as well.
I hear they kind of got shut down too.
They got shut down. They had to shut them down because there wasn't people trying to put a lot of blame on LeBron while LeBron did have some say. Kirk Rambis is the one who really pushed that. And I don't know if it's to LeBron or LeBron to Kirk or whatever, but
yeah, I think Kirk was LeBron's mouthpiece.
But there were some bad decisions, some bad things, and they were looking bad and they were too close to Jeannie.
So, yeah, Jeannie knows with all of that.
I think Kirk's wife is Jeannie's best friend or something
but
like
you
that.
You leave Jeannie alone in that office too long, Phil Jackson show back up in a capacity.
Well.
Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, your buddy. Now, yeah, y'all making a comment about the Philly center. If he go over there every game and he give us 80 points and probably 12 rebounds. And the other fellas, they ain't doing nothing. I don't think that they could blame him. I think they got to blame the management of Philly.
That's all taken into consideration, I think, ahead of time. That they're not putting a roster to surround him, to help him, and so on and so forth. I get that. But at some point, he needs to be a little passionate, a little vocal, and tell the management, hey, you need to get me some help inside this joint.
Who could help? Who could help score? But you can't blame him. You can't say, "Well, he ain't speaking up." Well, that ain't his job. It's the management job.
Hold on now. You got to admit the great ones have spoken up and been vocal over their times, especially when it comes to coaching.
He's different class from LeBron. I think LeBron have more clout to say things, maybe, but and so forth. But I don't think he reached that level. So forth, but then again, I repeat myself. If I got a team and one fella given 30 points and you can down that month to rebound, then the management is to blame, not who supposed, you know.
Yeah, but you're getting millions of dollars and you're getting 30 points and 12 rebounds, but are you inspiring your teammates? Are you making them better? Are you getting them motivated as a leader should?
Yeah, but you got to know who the teammates are. You know, like what do you name? Harden. He's almost on his way out. So, you
know. Now, that I'll give you. People, the pieces they brought around him is definitely
right. That's what I mean. And you've got
but at some point, if you care about certain dudes in the locker room who you know on your page and working hard like you and you care about the team, then you got to be vocal as a leader and say, hey, we need a proper coach and we need some proper reinforcement. This ain't going to work.
Well, I hear you, Bird, but...
Kobe did it. I mean, come on. All the greats did it. Jordan did it.
But like I say, they've been around a little longer than my boy. You know, your boy just come on the scene.
Well, I mean,
and you look
he just come
this,
on the
know.
Scene, so what, he got to get old in order to say something? No time like the present. If you could win MVP, you could be vocal, couldn't you?
Well, he been MVP one time, and, you know, I don't think he... But like I say, even if... All right, he can be vocal, and the management still don't do what he say.
But at least they know, and the media know, and the legal know that he's vocal, and there's issues going on that need to be addressed. And at some point, management may address it the rest of the way in-house, but you got to be vocal. Purdy, what's your take on it, man?
You have to take leadership. Not because you scoring the points and the rebounds makes you the leader of the team, you know. Leadership is what happens in the locker room as well. And so if you're not going to take lead and you're not going to show the team that you putting them on your back and showing the management that you need help doing that, what's going to happen?
Well, I agree with that. It's showing the management, but it's still taking the management them to make the decision.
Yeah, but you gotta push the manager. See, sometimes, all right, he's not telling the management everything to do. The management has decisions to make. But what happens on the court and in the locker room needs to gel. It has to be chemistry. So management should sit with him and say, look here, Joel, we want to do this. What do you think? Do you think we should trade Harden or we should keep Harden? Because he is the leader of the team. He is the captain of the team. It all goes through in Joel Embiid. So he has to say, listen, you want us to keep Harden? No, I want Harden here, but I need some help in power forward. I need some help. He may not specifically say, I need a particular player.
Yeah.
Then they come back to him and say, listen, I see Pearly and Naughty. Now, Pearly is a big, strong, solid power forward. Naughty is a wiry, small forward. What do you need? So let's go with Pearly because we want a power forward.
But
he got to be able to play with him, and he knows him. So you have to have that with your leadership.
Now, I can show you this. I see your boy up. Your boy got up to his free agent, Westbrook.
No, but Dr. Westbrook is going to probably end up sparking with the Clippers. He should do that. He is
free
his contract.
I think these fellas are almost in there. But anyhow, Naughty, thanks.
Yeah, man, appreciate you chiming in as always. Always a good talk, man. Be safe and enjoy your baseball, man.
Yeah.
All right, Pearly. Like I said, though, right before we went to the call, Colin Coward, interesting topic. 49er fans, y'all looking like y'all having a serious quarterback controversy.
Man, but some people are trying to make you believe that the 49ers is the team to beat.
And especially,
I don't understand.
And guess what? And some of us saying that Sam Darnold is going to lead them to it.
And they're saying that it doesn't matter who they get quarterback. They still go in.
Have they released a new medicinal strain to Northern California from Humboldt County or something that I didn't hear about or something? Because, my God.
But what they're trying to say, if you see that the last fella in the draft last year would probably lead them to the Super Bowl, if his arm didn't get broke or whatever happened, Torres, Tommy John surgery type thing, whatever accident he had, that means that system is a really good system, making just about anybody look good. So that might make everybody look like a superstar.
You mean Sam Darnold?
Yeah, they may make him look like a superstar. Then it makes some people say, ooh, all right. Because of that system. Harbaugh is very good at that. He makes quarterbacks look good.
Makes them look very good.
He doesn't give them anything too strenuous to do that causes them to mess up.
All right, let's check the text lines. Naughty, if only LeBron could go back to Cleveland and leave Lakerland, we will celebrate when he departs. Boy, I tell you, you ain't the only one.
Naughty, I saw a post today, and this woman was, this sportscaster lady was discussing with a guy about a trophy in front of, I keep saying Greg's best in front, but in front of the Lakers stadium.
A LeBron statue in front of the Lakers stadium?
Hold on, we don't have a Kobe one up yet. What you talking about? And the guy said, but that come in. He said, LeBron doesn't deserve to have a trophy in front of L.A. He should go to Cleveland and put it there because it means more to them in Cleveland.
Let them put it up in front of L.A. You would see me get locked up for tearing it down. Yeah. I would go rent one Raptor, the chain and everything, go right up in front of the stadium, wrap it around, and yuck it down.
Say, first of all, he hasn't accomplished what these other guys have accomplished.
Not in a Laker uniform, not in any uniform.
Matter. So go to Cleveland, they can put a trophy out. If they can put a stat, they'll put up in Cleveland.
For real, they do need to. Let's get this caller real quick before we got to get to the final 10 with Colin Cowherd. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Hello?
See what's name like when we talk about LeBron, hang up.
You put in through Mr. Producer? Talking Heads. Anyway, he could call back, or they could call back. But they better make it quick because we got to get to the break because we got the final 10 coming up with Colin Cowherd, like I said. So who you like tonight, Pearly? You got the baseball schedule in front of you?
Yeah, I like, well, definitely, you know, I like my Dodgers over the Colorado Rockies tonight.
Yeah, definitely. That's a no-brainer.
I'm going to, because Chisholm is back, I'm going to go with Miami over Boston tonight.
I like that, too.
I like the Braves over the Twins.
Okay. That's a good one.
And I like,
Yeah, go ahead and say it. You know you like them. You know you like them.
Like who?
You know who you like today.
The Yankees over the Twins. My God, that's the worst team in baseball. They can't beat them tonight. Something wrong.
And then don't forget this one, man. This is not an easy moneymaker.
I like the Devil Rays. I like the Tampa Bay Rays over that Diamondbacks tonight, too.
What about the Guardians over the Royals?
The Royals are the second worst team in baseball, so why not?
There you go, man. We'll see. But by God, them Orioles all in firm, only 4 games out.
Who, the Orioles?
Yeah, they all in firm, boy. Yeah.
No, they are. Listen.
My God. Pretty, you're all the way down in third place. You're 43 and 34.
That's only for now.
You're trailing the Giants, though, and the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, but they got to still come into L.A., so that's why I'm worrying about that.
Okay. All right.
They got to come into L.A.
Okay. All right. Take your word for it.
See, you have a little more to work because you got far to go. You got 9.5 games to make up. That's a lot.
We can run that down, man. We can run that down, Pearl. We can run that down.
The most I've seen is somebody 8 games a couple of years ago and they came back. I don't know if y'all could do that, but we hope, hopefully.
There you see. But you know who Pearly likes tonight? You know who I like tonight? And get right to theislandgame.com and bet it, set it, forget it, all right, on their sports book. And they got all the ways to play, all the ways to win. The Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, we're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break. Colin Cowherd will be taking us home, right, Mr. Producer? Thumbs up. We good? All right, Pearly, appreciate you, brother. We'll do it again tomorrow, man.
All right, man. Take care. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Enjoy your baseball tonight, man, and be good, Bahamas. We'll do it again tomorrow. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you mañana.
Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
The B3As will host the 2023 National Track and Field Championships July 5th through 7th. Who will have bragging rights when it's all said and done?
Stephen Gardner,
Women's Javelin, NCAA Champion, Rima Ottomar, or Karifta Record Holder, Kimera Strawn,
Women's 100 Meters,
Andronique Strawn, or Anthea Charlton,
just to name a few.
Mark the date, July 5th through 7th, the B3As 2023 National Track and Field Championships
at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium.
It's track and field at its best.
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites all private companies and civic organizations to adopt a runabout. This is your chance to stand out from the crowd. Beautify and enhance our local areas for residents and tourists alike. Just in time for the 50th anniversary of our independence. With this opportunity, you can engage persons on the go, generate media interest, and promote your company. Stand out and celebrate 50. For more information, you can call 242-604-3750.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hunt's removed from surgery to repair his UCL, suffered in the NFC Championship game. Purdy continues to progress in his rehab and is ready for the next step in his recovery, reportedly heading to Jacksonville to throw with the throwing coach and have an orthopedic specialist for the next couple weeks. It feels like it's Brock Purdy season, Colin. Well, you did see your NFC quarterback rankings. And where will a healthy Brock Purdy be? Gacy started and finished. He's undefeated in his career.
If he's ready to play, he'll start. If he's not, they're going to go with Sam Darnold for a start or two. Darnold, actually, you could argue, fits this. Sam gets in trouble when Sam ad-libs. If you ask Sam to go back, get rid of it quickly and deliver it, Sam's fine. When Sam gets in trouble, Sam starts ad-libbing it off script and he makes bad decisions.
But wasn't he great at that at USC?
Because it's college football. Yeah. A lot of quarterbacks are great just making stuff up. Johnny Manziel was just great making crap
awesome.
Up.
He was awesome. Making.
So was Cam Newton. Yeah. It's a whole different ball game. Baker Mayfield, great ad-libber in college. Then you find out defensive ends are faster than you and you can't ad-lib.
Well, it's weird because Mahomes was great ad-libbing in college. That was like his specialty.
He's also the best quarterback talent in the life of
the
league.
Yeah, but he wasn't coming into the league. And now ad-libbing. I mean, Mahomes on the run, he's doing all this wacky stuff.
I think a lot of that whole Mahomes ad-lib stuff, what makes Mahomes great, he never misses layups. And about three times a game, he goes and does something you've never seen. Like, this is the difference between Ja Morant and Michael Jordan. I watch Michael Jordan every big game of his career. Michael Jordan would score 32. 26 were mid-range jumpers. Three times a game, Michael would do something that nobody on the planet could do. That's very much the Mahomes model. Mm. Every basket for Ja Morant is spectacular. That's where you get in trouble. That's where Johnny Manziel just couldn't sit in the pocket and throw darts.
Yeah.
So people look at Mahomes and go, oh, he's wild. No, he's not. Go to the Super Bowl. He had one great scramble, that run, on a bad ankle for like 35 yards.
That's right.
That was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he had two throws I really thought were unique, but so did Jalen Hurts. This idea that you have to be spectacular. To be a superstar, you have to be spectacular, but infrequently. Ask a Laker fan. Kobe twice a night, you'd be like, whoa. Yeah. But Kobe would just come down the court, shoot a little three, end up with 29 points. 24 were not spectacular.
I would say at least once a day on this show, you hit me something with something like Mission Impossible is the greatest action movie ever. And I've got to ad lib. And like, listen, it's not. I would say I'm somewhere between Sam Darnold and Mahomes in terms of reacting to some of your material.
Darnold gets in trouble when he has too
off
much.
Script.
He does. He's impulsive with a slow delivery system. But if you ask Sam to go back, get rid of it fast and deliver it to Kittle or Brandon Ayuk, Sam's great.
Yeah.
But in the end, Purdy, I think, is better pumping, because Brock has limitations physically, so doesn't go places he shouldn't go.
And let's remember also, Niners defense, they lose D'Amico Ryans, their defensive coordinator. They bring in, I think, Wilkes from Carolina. He was with Darnold, I'm pretty sure, in Carolina, right? So that's more newness. And again, one of the things in the offseason, again, this is for the hardcore nerds who like to gamble in fantasy, but you've got to look at all the offensive coaches changing, defensive coaches. That is significant. And one that you had missed last year was Brian Daboll going to the New York Giants. That was a big, big win. A lot of these other guys, not always win. So just something to keep an eye on, coordinator-wise when you're breaking down NFL teams.
I think it's a very good point. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
But most people, media especially, look at Miami. Maybe it's because the Bucs had a bad season. Maybe it's because it's not a glamorous market. Dame is seen as a big scorer in a scorer's league. Maybe it's because of Riley and Eric Spoelstra. We love Jimmy Butler. Whatever it is, Miami is seen as the place to go. May I suggest, after some homework this morning, Milwaukee. I want to show you a chart. By the start of next NBA season, Dame will be 33 and Jimmy Butler will be 34. Dame's off back-to-back years with some injuries, so he is aging, but he's still a dynamic player. So Dame will be 33 and Jimmy will be 34. So I went back to the last 10 NBA champions and I looked at their, you know, two best players in the finals. Now, you can argue about some of this stuff, but when I went back and looked at the two best players in the finals, none, we'll put up the chart, had two players in their 30s. Not to mention, none had two players in their mid-30s. One of the older versions was KD at 28 and Curry at 28. Now, LeBron was 35 in the bubble, but Anthony Davis was 28. But if you send Dame, a smaller aging player, to the Bucks, Giannis is 28, Dame is 33, and that fits the championship model. Don't confuse experience with age. Experience is crucial in the playoffs. Age can be a liability. So Miami, also throw this out. Portland's got all sorts of guards. They need Tyler Hero. What they could use is Chris Middleton. A wing, a shooter with Scoot Henderson, with Anfernee Simons. They've got Nurkic. They've got young, really young backcourt talent. What they don't have is a wing that can shoot. Chris Middleton, maybe some picks. So the belief is, Dame and Miami is perfect. The reality is Milwaukee's a better fit and can also give. You could argue, if you wanted to make it work, Drew Holiday and Middleton to Portland for Dame and maybe one of the younger players. But Portland's going to be really young if Dame leaves. That's solvable. Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday. But Miami can only give them back what they have. Guards. Hasn't wing been an issue with Portland forever? Milwaukee's not as flashy. Maybe it's because they had a very quick exit. Miami doesn't work as well as Milwaukee. A dominant big and a great shooter. You don't need Dame to be a great defender, which he's not, because Giannis is your rim protector. Even if you just move Middleton, picks, and some other rotational players, Drew Holiday's a great defender. He'd certainly be a perfect fit at times with Dame. I think Milwaukee's the much better play here than Miami. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news. This is the Herdline News.
I can't disagree. Milwaukee makes a lot of sense. We touched on it Friday, and the only other one I heard where a forward could be in play, I floated to you during the commercial. I know he's had the injuries, but I think he's a little better than Chris Middleton, at least with the upside. So Michael Porter Jr., KCP, and like 5 second round picks.
I'm not a huge Michael Porter Jr. fan. I think after being a great high school player, he didn't pan out in college. He was the only nugget of a talent, of redeemable major talent that struggled in the finals. Yeah. He sort of disappeared. I'm not a Michael Porter Jr. fan. I think he's one of those talented guys, but not necessarily a winning player. Yeah. I think Gordon was, Murray is, Jokic was. I like KCP.
Yeah.
And I love Drew Holiday. If he was in a trade coming to Portland, super bright, super mature.
But he'd be guard.
By the way, bigger guard than Dame, better defender. Because young guys in the NBA, young guards don't defend. Like, a lot of guards don't defend. But young guys never defend. Scoot Henderson's not going to defend. He's a teenager.
Yeah, and Michael Porter Jr. going from like third or fourth on Denver to one or two in Portland.
I don't trust him.
That's a tough one. Yeah. All right, let's get to Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers. We talked about the bromance last week, and the two will go from friend to foe for 2 weeks during the season. And who knows, maybe the playoffs, Colin. Here's what Allen had to say about facing Rodgers.
I've been such a fan of him, you know, as a little kid, you know, having Aaron Rodgers jerseys and trying to emulate what he does on the football field. And, you know, he's such a special player. I think he's the most gifted thrower of football of all time. And to now be going against him twice a year, and, you know, it's going to be battle. These games are going to be dogfights. And it's not about how much you win them by. It's if you win them. So that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to score one more point than our opponent.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.